I'm Margaret Christian Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and begin to worship the Lord, give Him thanks, give Him praise, and all the glory that is due to His name. I'd like to acknowledge Dapiti Ki Piano Ministry, ministering in the background. And I am so thankful for Dapiti Ki's Piano Ministry. A special blessing upon your ministry. Listen, right where you are, think about this. As this year is swiftly closing, yes, I pray that God, Abba Father, would strengthen you, each of you that are tuning in right now, to focus on Him. Yes, everything in this world is only temporary. And we must pay attention to the things that are eternal. In Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us." Yes. Special shout out to those of you who constantly download and listen to these prayer segments. I appreciate you so much. Listen, you will find me in the book of Psalm, yes. And this is also a Psalm of David, Psalm 28. And I'm reading from the ESV version. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy. When I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary, do not drag me off with the wicked, with the workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts. Give to them according to their work, and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the work of His hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more. Blessed be the Lord, for He has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I will give thanks to Him. The Lord is the strength of His people. He is the saving refuge of His anointed. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. What a psalm. And I believe the theme of that psalm, of this psalm, could be, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Right where you are, make it personal. Say after me, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Yes, God will protect and cover you and keep you standing victoriously right where you are on the four continents of the world, in every nation and in the islands of the seas. God will take care of you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause now to holler your name. Father, to give you thanks and praise and give all the glory that is and praise that is due to your name. Oh, my Father, we recognize our frailty and we confess, Father, that we can do nothing of you without you. For it is in you that we live and we move and have our being. Oh, my Father, In the name of Jesus, we honor you this day. Yes, we call this day a new day. And we say this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I lift up this audience, this listening audience before you, Father, I pray, Father, on this Sabbath morning, Father, that each and every one of us, under the sound of my voice, would find rest in you. In the name of Jesus, that we will release everything that comes to weigh us down. Father, that we release it, Father. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we will release those that hurt us, Lord. Those that falsely accuse us, Lord. Those that misunderstand us, Lord. We release them today in the name of Jesus. And we choose to forgive and to walk in love. Father, for your word says that in Romans 12 and 21, that we are not to be overcome of evil, but that we are to overcome evil by doing good. Oh, my Father, impart renewed strength this morning and courage, Father, and endurance, Father, for we understand that this race is not given to the swift, nor a battle to the strong, but to him who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, as you stir faith in the hearts of those that are listening, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would usher in restoration, deliverance, salvation, and healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would meet every need, especially that unspoken request, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning for those who are being displaced, those who are suffering, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are in agony and in pain, hospitalized, some are convalescing at home right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, usher in your healing balm. For the question was asked, is there a balm in Gilead? And the answer resounded, there is a balm in Gilead. Oh, hallelujah. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you activate faith in the hearts, oh God, of those that are listening, Father, that they would receive their healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, for your word says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord God. O Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon this audience this day, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray for divine intervention right now in that home, in that marriage, on that job, Lord, in that country, in that nation, right now on that continent, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Father, I call upon the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to manifest in the lives of those who believe today. Father, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above our highest expectation. Father, meet every need today in the name of Jesus. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, before I leave you, I just like to highlight verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 28, which was read in our hearing. Hear me when I call. This model prayer brings its request before God with urgency. The situation is desperate. To be like those who go down to the pit is probably more than simply to die, but to be like those who suffer divine judgment. Listen, the godly do not want to be treated in the same way as the wicked, you know. Notwithstanding that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we give God thanks for his mercy upon us. But I'd like to ask you a question before I leave. Are you desperate? Are you in a desperate situation? Do you need God's divine intervention today in your situation? Listen, begin to call upon the Lord. And like David said in verse 1, to you, O Lord, I call, my rock. Be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. I tell you right where you are, that God, Abba, Father, Yahweh, the God who redeems, he has heard your cry for help. And yes, God is sending you help today. Hold on to your faith. Don't you dare give up. Allow God to be your shield and your buckler. So until next time, in our prayer, maintain your posture and pray without ceasing. God will answer you speedily. Blessings.